Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Ekberg, E-K-B-E-R-G, first name John, J-O-H-N, date of birth July 30th, 1982, date of evaluation December 30th, 2025. The referring physician Bay Area Orthopedic. The HPI, the patient is a 43-year-old male who reports an industrial injury, period. He had resultant injury to the left shoulder, period. He stated that he had been spinning his wheel when his left hand shoulder got injured, period. He further noted lower back pain, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment for his back, period. He was further found to have a left rotator cuff tear, period. The patient apparently received an injection which helped a bit with his pain, which he describes as severe, period. However, after a two-week period, his pain had recurred, period. He was ultimately diagnosed with left shoulder full thickness rotator cuff tear, next number chronic pain syndrome, next number left shoulder bicep or superior labral tearing, next number left shoulder AC joint arthrosis, period. The patient is now seen preoperatively, period. Again, he denies any exertional chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Additional history from the records are reviewed. He initially presented to urgent care on May 10, 2025, with anterior shoulder pain, comma, limited range of motion, and tenderness over the rotator cuff and biceps tendon, period. He was diagnosed with impingement syndrome and AC joint sprain. X-rays on May 10th and May 11th showed no fractures or dislocation, period. He had then been placed on modified duty with desk work only. Subsequent follow-ups on May 14 and May 28 documented persistent pain up to 8/10 and joint stiffness, period. A MRI performed on June 16, 2025 revealed a full thickness tear of the anterior supraspinatus tendon, comma, subacromial subdeltoid effusion, comma, subcoracoid bursitis, comma, moderate to severe AC joint arthropathy, and a slap lesion with partial biceps tear. He had continued with worsening pain, and he was deemed temporarily partially disabled with restrictions including no driving, lifting over 10 pounds, or overhead activity, period. With this background, then again, he is seen. He has no exertional chest pain. The past medical history, one hypersensitivity pneumonitis, next number interstitial lung disease, past surgical history, appendectomy, next number vasectomy. The medications: pantoprazole 40 milligrams one daily, bupropion 150 milligrams one daily, escitalopram 20 milligrams one daily, mycophenolate 500 milligrams, take 3 BID, naproxen 500 milligrams, 1 HSPRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, an aunt had a recent CBA. Social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination. Blood pressure 117/72, pulse 84, respiratory rate 18, height 70 inches, weight 350.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdomen is noted to be obese, period, musculoskeletal. Left shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. There is severe tenderness present, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 80 beats per minute, period. There is an incomplete right bundle branch block, period. There is slight left axis deviation, period. Cannot rule out old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. The impression, this is a 43-year-old male who sustained an industrial injury as previously noted, period. He has history of ILD and left shoulder injury, period. He had previously been cleared from a pulmonary perspective, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, he is also felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, period. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.